Radio. And it's especially nice to be with you this Wednesday afternoon because for the next 20 or so minutes, we've got a guest here in the studio. And I am pleased to say that we've got here, we've got the lady who looks after the Cherry Trees charity, Claire Bryant. She's the chief executive. So we've gone right to the top. Good afternoon, Claire.
Hi, Alan. Thanks a lot for inviting me over.
It's really nice to have you here from the Cherry Trees charity. We were talking beforehand. It's a bit of a tongue twister, but there we go. But certainly the work that you do is valuable to the community. Tell us all about Cherry Trees charity.
Well done for getting it right three times then. Sure, thank you. So our charity is an amazing charity. We were established 45 years ago, in fact 46 years this year, by a group of parents and doctors who realised that there was a significant need within in the local community, but actually it's nationally, for respite services for families who've got children with very complex disabilities. So we are that. We've got two homes, very exciting news for us. After 45 years, we've just grown. We've got a home in East Clandon in Surrey and one just outside of Liphook in Hampshire, offering respite, overnight respite services, as I said, for children from 0 to 18. With very complex disabilities, providing a significant break for the families. But also, what we also do is we provide a fantastic opportunity for the children that come and stay with us, enabling them to live life as a child, but also to allow them to develop skills that they need to stop the... Often there is a path driven for children with disabilities that if they enter a residential service when they're children, then that's it. As an adult, you also are in residential services. We stop that from happening and enable children and young adults to live happy and fulfilled lives.
So what sort of age group are we looking at when you say about children?
So we're registered from 0 to 19, but on average children kind of come to the service around 6 years old, and then they'll stay with us until 18 or 19 where they move on to another service.
So when they come for, you give some respite to the parents.
Correct.
So how long would this typically last for if a child came to you?
It really depends on family need. So for some families, an overnight once a month is enough to keep the family unit together to prevent the breakdown, which is what our primary aim is. For other families, due to lots of different reasons, from potentially the child's got incredibly complex needs, to families who have maybe got a lot of children in the family unit that need extra support. So for those families, we may have children stay with us, say, four times a week, very regularly every week, four times a week, to children who come to stay with us for 1 week or 2 weeks for a holiday, whilst they're also family have a holiday.
So I think we're talking here, aren't we, about physical learning or sensory disabilities, really?
We are, and lots of people probably don't know what that means. What we mean by complex disabilities, physical learning and sensory is at Cherry Trees. We have children who've got autism, children who've got very complex epilepsy, children who've got Down syndrome, children who's got cerebral palsy, so children in wheelchairs, children who are not reliant on wheelchairs. Most of our children have communication difficulties, so are non-verbal, so communicate via PECS or Makatong, or we've got some brilliant new software that we've put in where some children now are able to communicate via their eyes, via eye gaze software. So a range of complex disabilities.
Mm. So what's the scale of this? I mean, how many disabilities would you have in at any one time?
Oh, so at any one time at a home in East Clandon, we've got 10 bedrooms, so we can have 10 children. At our home in Liphook, we've got slightly smaller at 6 bedrooms. And potentially, each one of those children coming in will have a slightly different disability. There's a huge range.
Do they go through some sort of assessment before they come to you?
Absolutely. We are a highly specialised service, and to enable us to be the outstanding provider that we are, it's really important that we get the assessment right. Mm. Each child has got an individual care plan, an individual behaviour plan, medical plan, and communication plan. And so for us to develop that effectively before they even come to us, we do an assessment with the family, with the school, with social workers and the child.
Mm. So the staff must have a lot of training to deal with all these different sort of circumstances.
Yes, training is quite a significant cost to the organisation. You're absolutely right. All of our carers have to be qualified to level 3 in diploma at least. And that's part of the quality standards that the government sets. But also every single year we have at least 4 training sessions a year. It's often a lot more than those, but it's a minimum of 4 additional training sessions to look at specific needs of children. And as time evolves, the children that we are referred are at greater complexities. And so we have to maintain that training, whether it be autism training, communication training, behaviour management training. So, yeah, it's a constant cycle of training for our staff team.
I think before we went on there, you were telling me that you've been in existence for 45 years. So the demand, the types of demand has possibly changed over those 45 years?
Yeah, absolutely. So nationally, you know, the year on year, children with disabilities, you know, it's growing each year. And there's lots of reasons for that. Better diagnosis is one reason, but also better medical care is another reason, is that children now are surviving birth, for example, that they wouldn't 45 years ago. And so because of the increase in numbers of children with disabilities nationally, obviously then the demand for services such as Cherry Trees then increase. We also have got children with a lot greater complexity of needs, and that's because we've become better at what we do. You know, back 45 years ago, we probably wouldn't be supporting a lot of the children that we are now. But those children would have unfortunately had to have gone to full-time residential services, often the other end of the country. And so, yeah, all of our children now are primarily one-to-one or greater staffing levels because of the difference, because of the increase in need.
Just to wrap up this first set part of the of you being here, people have to be, or children have to be referred through a GP, something like that?
Yeah, so they have to be referred via by a social worker or a family support worker. But what we also do at Cherry Trees is we offer a bursary fund. And that is where people have kindly donated funds to support families who haven't yet navigated the very complex system that we have of social care. And so families can also contact us directly, or families in need, and we can support them to get support via a social worker, but also we can support visits outside of that via a bursary fund.
You were telling us that you've opened up a second site now.
We have really exciting news for our charity. So I've been the chief exec at Cherry Trees now for 10 years, nearly 11 years. And from the moment that I started, there was many people, from parents to supporters to the local authorities, telling us that the need for services like Cherry Trees, outcome focused services, was so much greater than just one home. And so it's been my drive to look at a growth plan for Cherry Trees to help us reach out to more families in great need. And yes, only a couple of weeks ago we acquired a new home in Liphook, and so yes, we've now got 2 Shortbreaks home, which I'm really excited.
Yes, fantastic news. Yes, because presumably demand outstrips and supply.
Absolutely. You look at the numbers in Surrey alone. Surrey have got 46,000 children with learning disabilities, physical disabilities and sensory disabilities. That is a phenomenal amount of children and families needing preventative as well as supported services. And there are just not that many Shortbreaks homes in the country. And so absolutely, the demand is massively high. Even with 2 homes, we are not even kind of touching the sides of the needs in the local authorities.
And presumably the services that you supply are sort of assessed in some way?
Yep. Not many people know this, but we are inspected by Ofsted, just as the school systems are. It's a very tough regulatory body. But yeah, we are also inspected by Ofsted, and I'm excitedly proud to also announce that we just had a Ofsted inspection just a couple of weeks ago, and we have retained our outstanding judgment, which is the highest judgment that you can get. And that's 4 years in a row, which we are delighted to share with you as well.
So why is Cherry Trees important?
So I know firsthand, I was a young carer. My brother has got autism and ADHD. And so I know the impact of having a child with complex disabilities in a family. It's widespread. So percentage-wise, you're more than double likely to be in financial poverty if you have got a child with disability in the family. It's incredibly hard for families to go to work. I think over 60% of parent and carers who've got a child with disability end up either losing jobs or having to come out of employment to care for the needs of their children. And so it's one of the reasons, one of our primary goals at Cherry Trees is to keep families together, to prevent that family breakdown. So it's not just financial pressures, but from a relationship point of view, caring for a child with disability is a 24/7 job. It doesn't stop. Children with disabilities, complex disabilities, often have irregular sleep patterns. Lots of them have epilepsy. And so parents need to be awake to ensure that the children are cared for 24/7. That obviously has a significant impact on relationships. And also from a sibling point of view, siblings without a disability often get lost and missed out. And so that's also why a short break service like ours is important.
Somebody once said to me about children with disabilities, it's unidentified brilliance.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I couldn't agree more. And that's one of the big things we do as a charity also, is that our fundraising team go out into the local community, whether it be schools and colleges or businesses, and they talk about disability. Because for me, it's not, you know, having a disability, it creates significant barriers, but there are also such brilliant traits of some people with disability, autism in particular. I often say that my brother is so much more cleverer than I am, and it's very true, and he smiles when I ever say it, because his ability to retain information is phenomenal, and his attention to detail is absolutely amazing. And so one of the things I do when corporates want me to come in is I talk to corporates about disability and about actually the importance of celebrating differences. And you know, we look at Einstein, who likely had autism, for example. If we're all the same, the world would be a very kind of flat place. Actually, it's really important to have people with different qualities.
Yes, very much so. Two topics then: funding. We haven't talked about funding.
Yes, so funding is difficult for us, as it is for most charities. Short breaks as a whole, not just Cherry Trees, but short breaks as a whole, are seen as an early intervention by the government. They're not a crisis service. They are to prevent crisis. And as a result, sadly, the government won't fully fund services such as Cherry Trees. They tend to fund, when we're talking about disabilities, the government tend to fund when things have gone wrong, so the other end of the spectrum, whereas the early intervention services don't get the priority. As a result, we get less than half the funding for each child visits from the local authority. And as a result, we then have to fundraise for the rest. And we need approximately £1 million from financial donations from a range of different donations or fundraising donations to keep the charity going.
So people might have a need for the services you provide, or they may wish to help in some way. How can they get in contact with you?
So we've got a website. If you're techie, it's www.cherrytrees.org.uk. We're also on all the social medias, Instagrams, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. For those who want to go the old school route of actually picking up the phone, our contact number is 01483 222 506. And there's a range of people there are range of reasons why people might want to contact us. Obviously, if there's any families that feel like actually Cherry Trees is the thing they've been looking for a while, then obviously please do contact us. But also, we are a charity that rely heavily on volunteers and donations, and so we've got a range of volunteer positions, from driving minibuses to doing the gardening work or potentially, you know, doing some arts and crafts or cooking with the children, to helping with our events. If there's a corporate organisation or anybody with a shop that is happy to have a collection tin or to look at CSR opportunities with us, then please do get in touch with us.
Well, Claire, it's been both brilliant and also fascinating to hear this wonderful work that the Cherry Trees charity is performing, and so good to hear that you've got that quality award and that you've opened a second location. So congratulations on that from all of us here at Brooklands Radio. And thank you so much for coming along. It's been a real pleasure to hear what your charity has been doing.
Thank you so much, Alan. It's been a delight to come here as well. Thank you. Brooklyn's Radio.